Go ahead with the intro, Cal.
Are we going right now?
We are hot and we can hear you.
5, 4.
And welcome back to the North Star Cast. Alongside with me is nobody because I am at home due to a last-minute snowstorm. But in the studio, I have with me, as always, Matt Palmquist and and Brett Wallace. How are we doing, fellas?
I love it.
We're doing good. I can hear you.
Great.
I can hear you perfectly because I am using your headphones, which is awesome. Thank you very much.
Did you turn them on?
Yeah, I did.
Nope.
With the noise, the noise canceling. Did you plug them in?
That blew my mind a little bit. Not gonna lie.
You should have seen his jaw down to the floor.
Yeah, they're nice.
Yeah, they are. How's the new house?
Yeah.
It's good. We're basically got everything clean and organized. Now it's just a matter of getting the rest of the junk out and just keeping up with painting and doing all that stuff. So
it never ends.
Painting's fun.
Yeah. We plan on doing the bathroom first because it's the easiest.
Good call.
And then we'll slowly move out to the other rooms and whatnot. But
do you have colors picked out?
For the bathroom. Not for anything else yet. Okay. We haven't gotten that far.
All right.
Taking one room at a time.
What color is the bathroom going to be?
Doesn't
really matter to me, but
no. Blue on the walls, and then like a dark blue for the drawer cabinet looking stuff.
The vanity.
So yeah.
Nice.
It
sounds like it'll look nice.
I have a garage spot, so that's really nice, especially during this.
Moving up.
Yeah, that'll be nice. Nice. Well,
yeah,
congratulations
on that.
We do have a gift here waiting for you. It was good to be here on your arrival today, but we'll have to wait till next week.
Yeah. Yeah, hopefully there's not another random snowstorm. It just didn't make sense to drive all the way there. It's like I am trusting in my driving. It's the other people on the road that I'm hesitant of. So
yeah, it's the right. Britneys.
We'll be back next week.
Who?
The Britneys.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
we'll be back next week.
But I will say, you sound pretty good.
Yeah,
like this actually sounds pretty good for the makeshift setup we have going on. That
took us a bit.
Yeah, that was my fault. Oh yeah, this is my fault.
Hey, this is a team effort. This is a team effort.
So if we ever have to do this again, or if we have call-ins, we
will
have like a nice transition to where it doesn't sound like they're talking through like a Burger King drive-through.
And on your left, folks, you've got the Grand Canyon.
Whopper the onion!
Careful, careful.
Family show.
That's why I stopped.
I was telling Palmquist about this right before we got on, Kyle. Thank you. Cannadip CBD?
Yeah.
Freaking awesome, man. They're really good. What's it for? They're just pouches. So it's pretty much like, like chewing tobacco, but it's just CBD. And it tastes really good. It helps me sleep at night. I have a lot of problems at night with sleeping. So I'm telling you, it's good.
It is really good.
Is it literally only CBD in it, or does it got tobacco in
it? No, it's tobacco and nicotine free. So it is just hemp.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Where'd you get this?
A Quick Trip.
Dang.
I couldn't believe it.
That's pretty cool.
I've heard about them for a while.
Nice.
And at Quick Trip.
Has it been working?
Yeah. Surprisingly.
Sweet.
And I let my mom try them, which I was kind of surprised that she did. and she said she passed out right away. And she does not sleep. That woman does not sleep at all.
She doesn't.
And, but yeah, she likes them. So I'm recommending them to you guys because they are super good.
Heck yeah.
Super good.
Sweet.
Done.
What do you have going on for Christmas here?
Christmas Eve, we are going over to Miranda's mom's new place, which is about 3 minutes away from where we're living.
Hey.
So that'll be a nice, easy drive for Christmas Eve.
Drive safe, though. Roads are slick.
Yeah. And then Friday, we're going to my mom's just for lunch.
Just your
nothing
mom's.
Nothing too special. And then Saturday, we're going over to Nick's house.
Oh.
And I think we're doing a ping pong tournament or a beer pong tournament. I'm not sure yet.
Either way, you'll win.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, it's no competition.
Yeah.
I have shirts made already.
Hashtag trophies and t-shirts, Kyle. Trophies and t-shirts.
Yep. That's thank you, Deepall Lettering.
Yeah, thank you, Deepall Lettering. For making all of our t-shirts and all of our hats that we sell here at the North Star Cast, and all of Kyle's trophies and t-shirts shirt. This t-shirt that Kyle has a big trophy right in the middle. On the top it says trophies, on the bottom it says t-shirts.
Yep.
It's
kind of ridiculous, honestly.
Right.
It's kind of a weird looking shirt, but you know, they make what you want.
Hey. Trophies and t-shirts.
They
make what you want. Thanks, Deepall Lettering. Thanks, for all Deepall. Your help. I heard you mention Nick, your brother Nick. Speaking of Nick, this table. Wow.
Mr. Moose Customs.
Mr. Moose Customs.
Let's get them all out of the way right now.
Thank you, Mr. Moose Customs. You guys make great outdoor furniture. He made this fantastic table that was graded an 8. Oh, hold on. An 8 out of 10 by Mason Allen. So thank you, Mr. Moose Customs, for making this table for us. If you need any outdoor furniture, please hit them up on Instagram at Mr. Moose Customs. Kyle, I saw on Facebook the other day that your mother posted that you guys got a bunch of cookies over there.
Oh, burn!
What?
His mom.
Oh, hey, nice. Kyle, can you talk to those cookies? Where'd you get those?
We got those at the very nice, very helpful, very delicious Megs and Pegs Bakes.
Oh, Megs and Pegs!
Megs and Pegs! I know the Meg of Megs and Pegs. I've yet to meet Peg of Megs and Pegs.
I haven't met the Bakes either.
No?
No Bakes.
Yeah, I've seen the oven. Can you tell us a little more about Megs and Pegs Bakes, Kyle?
Sure. They make great cookies. Christmas is definitely their busiest time of the year, and my mother took full advantage of that, ordering a bunch of cookies as well as a bunch of other people as well. I absolutely love the cookies. My family loves them. My mom buys them every month. And we have a great thing going on with them. If you use promo code NORTHSTAR on her website, which is megsandpegs.com, and as well, she is on Facebook, Megs and Pegs on Facebook.
And mention promo code NORTHSTAR.
It will be supporting us with our podcast, and you're helping out Megs and Pegs along the way.
Thanks, Megs and Pegs.
Hey, thanks, Megs and Pegs.
I'm going to just have this kind of casually in the background a little bit here.
Turn it down a little bit.
It's really not that loud.
Really?
Can you hear it, Kyle?
Yeah, very faintly.
Yeah, see?
Okay. Interesting. I can hear it like crisp, like it's crazy loud, but that just must be my headphones.
Yeah, it's barely registering on here.
All right.
No, I have it in my head, so that's all I hear.
No, you're good. You're good.
Kyle, what's your favorite Christmas song? I know we touched a little bit on this last week about this song is mine.
Yeah.
What's yours, Kyle?
I mean, I'm a big Michael Bublé fan.
Oh, yeah.
I love the bubbly. Music, God, and love bubbly. I'd say his number one song of mine would be Baby, It's Cold Outside.
With Idina Menzel.
Yep.
Also known as Elsa, yep. No, that's a good pick. That's a real good pick.
The John Legend version stinks.
Yeah, no, we don't need to talk. We don't need to talk about that one.
Are you okay?
I don't think he is.
It's good though. It does stink. Like,
it's not as good.
Yeah, it stinks.
I've heard a lot better.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about Brent? We already know his. Maddie P, what's yours?
I'm a sucker for the Christmas song by Nat King Cole. Like, that is one of the greatest Christmas songs that I've heard.
Is See, there's a lot of Christmas songs that I don't know who sings them or the titles of the songs. It's kind of like country music in that way, but as soon as you hear it, you're like, yeah, I know that song and right. all the words in it.
Exactly. Either that or anything by Bing Crosby. I mean, White Christmas by Bing Crosby is a killer.
This song bangs.
This song is good.
This song bangs.
That is a good song.
I don't know the words, though.
It's all right. Keep going. Keep going.
This is a good song now. So, Vikings stink. They're out.
Who?
Yeah.
Kyle, your thoughts.
But, hey, we're going to be healthy next year. And next year's our year. That's for sure. There's no doubt in my mind that we're going to win it next year.
Don't give me false hope here. You selling me a bill of goods?
Yeah.
54th time is the charm?
No, 55th at this point. 55th now?
Yeah, next year will be 56th.
Is it?
54th. That was...
Yeah, I thought this year was... Oh, yeah, no, you're right. This is...
So this year is 55th.
Yeah, wait, what did he just say?
Mission Miami.
Oh, yeah.
That's my, Kyle's, I have
yeah,
the shirt.
Yeah, you've got the shirt.
Mission Miami Part 2.
And I definitely forgot that you got that at the State Fair.
It's been 3 years since the State Fair was here. And the State Fair, fucking stupid. The Super Bowl?
Yeah.
It had been 3 years ago.
We were seniors.
It was 2018.
Yeah, we were seniors in college, high school.
Wasn't it the 52nd?
Yes. No. LV?
Yeah, it would have been 52nd.
VL? LV?
Because it was Atlanta, Miami. L2. It was Minneapolis, yeah. Atlanta, Miami.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Wow. That is nuts.
Right.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Seems like it was just yesterday.
Yeah, it was our senior year, 2018. Right? No, 27. I give up. Either way. You're right.
Yeah, it was 2018. Because, like, this Super Bowl will be in 2021.
Yeah, good point.
That's where you're getting confused. Yeah, January.
Thanks.
Yeah, or February, actually. Jeez. But
can you believe it's almost 2021?
No.
Thank goodness.
Because this COVID will leave as soon as, that ball drops.
It's gone.
Kyle, your thoughts?
Palmquist is dead. He's on the ground. Kyle, your thoughts is brilliant.
Well, they say the younger generations are healthy and they don't get the COVID-19 coronavirus. So, I mean, December 31st, when those balls drop, I think it's even worse for them at that point.
I don't think that's the right wording either.
Well, isn't that what we're talking about?
Yeah, we were, but there's not plural. Just one.
Oh, well, there's multiple. There's different times.
Whose balls are dropping? Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I'm hot. It's warm down here right now.
I know.
Yeah, this room which would be perfect for, I can show the back.
That's like a perfect knee hockey room.
It's like not well heated, so it's a little chilly in here, and it would fit perfectly with a 6 foot long weird cut table.
There you go.
So if we ever want to transfer it around or whatever.
Yeah,
why not?
Is that a back door right there? Is that the back door?
Yeah, that door right
come on
there goes out to the backyard.
Oh, and nice.
Then into the through the backyard to the garage.
Ooh. Right on.
And then that goes to the rest of the house.
You got a decent backyard.
A little backyard.
Like how big would you guess?
What?
How big?
It's not very big.
Like
that's a bummer, man.
Like 10 yards.
So width probably Yeah, probably right around that 10 to 15.
Ooh, 10 to 15 yards wide.
Is it fence?
Yeah.
So you can have a puppy.
Hey.
I mean, it's like a perfect little hangout spot, but it's not like I'm mowing the lawn for half an hour. You go up and down, and you're basically done.
So would we be able to play beer darts?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, perfect.
The front yard would be kind of tough because it's on a little decline, but backyard is good.
How are you going to mow that?
Who is?
How are you going to mow that?
With a lawnmower.
Scissors?
Yeah, okay, okay.
Scissors.
See, my thought is like a butter knife, but hey.
That'd be, yeah. It would work.
Not well, but yeah, you're right. It would. It would. It would. Yeah, the Vikings stink.
yeah, we stink. Alright, I did see NHL 2K7. Not 2K. What am I talking about?
What? NHL what?
And 7? What am I talking what? About?
On the Wii?
On the Wii.
I got so distracted.
With the joystick and the nunchuck or whatever you call it?
I got so distracted by what that I said 2K. 07 was the least of my worries.
yeah. Your brain just stopped working for 5 seconds.
NHL,
we're a mess.
21, NHL 21. They have the new retro jerseys on there. God damn, they're dope. They are so sick. In the Wild have stars on the side of their breechers. That's cool. Yeah, it is. They look good. The retro jerseys are sick. But what else we got? What else are we?
I was gonna ask about next week.
What's next week?
New Year's.
Thursday is the 31st.
New Year's.
Yeah, New Year's Eve.
Hey,
are we doing New Year's Eve show?
Do we want to do a show and do a game along with it? Since it'll probably be me and Miranda, and then Brent and Brittany,
Maddie P, and
Elena.
Elena, thank you. I should know that name.
It's okay. It'll take
Elena.
Time.
Elena.
Will she be there too?
Yes. She will be with.
She will be shwasted.
Bye-bye.
So I mean, that's like a lot of people for
that would be good.
Letters
I'm down for that.
Whatever kind of game we want to play. Just
I'm down
maybe
for that.
Take one from the initials box by Corey Cove.
Yeah, the initials game, TM by Corey Cove.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't want to like invite people over for it, but I know Brent, you talked about wanting us to come over for the ice rink and whatever. So
no, it's fine. You can invite yourself. It's cool. But yeah,
yeah. Sweet. No, see, I was gonna come over anyway. Yeah. So
yeah, no, we'd be down for that. It would be. I think it would be fun. I don't.
Sweet.
I think it would be fun. Us six, and then we have one more couple that might be joining us as well.
Perfect.
All socially distance and masked, of course.
Always.
If you want to join the podcast or like just play the game too,
yeah.
And then
yeah,
obviously for New Year's you want to stay within that COVID range.
Yeah,
right. Of course. I mean, 6 feet. It takes all of us.
Yeah,
right?
It takes all of us. We'd all be masked up. There wouldn't be any problem there. Yeah. No beverage sharing.
No,
stuff.
Absolutely nothing. See, I'm going to bring the champagne. We can just pass it around.
Yeah. I know. Off air.
Sorry. I'm going to bring the champagne for everybody. Each of us is going to get a bottle.
Yeah.
Is that a good save?
No, that was perfect.
Okay. You did good.
Nothing to see here, Walls.
Hey, Tim.
So I was watching this thing on Netflix today. It was a new documentary.
Do tell.
It was about, I would say, one of the most underrated bands after watching this documentary.
Oh my gosh, I was so excited when you said this.
I just texted these guys before a show saying, we need to talk about underrated bands. I will go on record saying my most underrated band of all time is Lone Star.
Lone Star.
I mean, just...
Spaceballs.
Just beat after beat for those guys. Hang on, let me pull up Lone Star real quick here.
Oh, they're the ones that do the...
They do everything.
Oh, my... The Army song. I'm already there.
I'm already there. Dude,
cry every time. Oh,
amazed.
Nope.
I can still hear it. I took my headphones off. I can still hear it.
I mean, the song bangs. I'm already there. Mr. Mom, front porch looking in. Jeez. Walking in Memphis. That's a cover, but it's still, they do it way better than the original.
Hey, nice.
Yep. Walking with my feet up in on the ground. But I think, I think a band, why does it keep disappearing? Now I can't think of the band. Oh, there we go. A band that I think doesn't get enough credit. One Republic. Man, they have some bangers, man. They have some bangers. You don't like them?
It's not that I don't like them. It's that I think that they...
I feel like there's a reason why they are underrated.
I think they get enough credit as that they deserve. Yeah, they've got some great songs.
For what?
They've got some great songs. They've gotten credit for this song, for
all those other songs.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. Is you don't even know the songs that they're saying.
Alright, start playing some. Okay, start playing some. iTunes don't pull us. No.
Yeah, I pay you guys for this.
Nailed it.
Okay, you get that one.
That's a great song.
That's another
this
good
is
song.
A banger! Banger after banger, I'm telling you.
Same from the same album, though.
That's a fair point.
Those two songs were from the same album.
That might be a fair point you have there.
Oh, it is a fair point. No. This is also a good song. Very good song.
This is a different album, too.
It is a different album. So that's two albums, three songs.
I'm trying to get to the chorus.
Tell me that you want to hear.
Nailed it.
Am I on the TV?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Did you want to see?
Got the 10 feet off the ground.
It just looks like Brent's like 3D on the TV.
Make a sound.
All right, so hold on. Four songs, three albums. What else you got?
Have we even gotten to the Netflix band that you're wanting to talk
this
about?
This is the Netflix band. I don't know the song, actually.
I don't know this song.
And I don't know if I like this song.
The number five song. Might just be the same one as their fourth and as their third song, but it's you know, it's good. It's a classic mean mistake. Someone gives me love and I throw it all away. Oh, this one.
That one's newer, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Then yesterday. All right. This song.
All right. Hold on. This song is from one of the same albums, though.
Oh my god. No, it's not.
What do you mean?
It's not.
What album?
It's not the same album cover. I don't know what it is.
Okay.
But it's not the same album.
All right.
Oh, this has got to be the good life. This song is so good.
It's a good song.
I'm disappointed you guys don't like them.
Well, it's not that I don't like them.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Kyle.
They're definitely like a radio band.
Agreed.
Like, if they're on in the car, it's like, yeah, we'll keep it on. But I'm not going out of my way to listen to One Republic.
No. I'm not either.
You know, yeah, that's fair. That's a fair point. I will say, do you guys like YouTube? YouTube, not YouTube.
They're fine. I'm not the biggest fan of YouTube.
they make fun of Bono as their singer, right?
Yeah.
They make fun of him on South Park all the time, so that's the main reason why I know him. But I don't, like, I feel like, again, they have really rememberable, like, you know all of their songs, but you're, like, not going out of your way to play those same kind of thing with One Republic.
Yes, right? I agree, but that's why it's, like, underrated to me, because their songs are good. Their songs are good.
Some songs. What? Most of their songs are okay. I mean, I wouldn't say that all of their songs are great.
Maybe it's like the Nickelback effect, where
you don't
want to say that you like them, but
see, I like
you
Nickelback.
Know that they're good.
Nickelback has some really good songs.
Okay, but would you have said that like
10 years ago?
Yeah.
Probably not.
10 years ago is probably the right not. Time. I was trying to see how far
when
back.
When we were 14?
Yeah.
15.
15?
Yeah.
You too, guy.
See, and I don't think I've ever would have said that I liked them, but I never said that I hated them.
Look
I like
this
Nickelback.
Graph.
Animals. I think Animals would be my favorite Nickelback song.
That's a good song. That was always on the NHL. It was like NHL 10 or like 12.
Yeah.
Where they had a Nickelback song.
Yeah, Rockstar.
That's a classic.
I mean, it has to be it.
No, it was like a... Shoot, I don't remember.
Was it Animals?
Doesn't matter.
But I mean, I think Nickelback is in the same breath as One Republic.
I want a brand new house on an episode of Cribs and a bathroom I can play baseball in and a king-sized tub big enough for 10 plus me.
That's 11.
I remember watching this music video so many times.
What?
This song, the music video. I remember watching it just so many times on MTV.
Yeah.
Oh, no, wrong course.
I think Nickelback would be in the same breath as U2 and One Republic.
I even disagree, because I would go out of my way to play Nickelback.
Okay, yeah.
Nickelback bangs.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah. But U2 and One Republic, I'm not going to go out of my way.
Look at this graph!
Look at this graph.
Animals? Animals. That's,
were you not listening to what Kyle and I were saying?
Ladies and gentlemen, my parents!
Yeah, this song bangs.
Yeah. It's a good song. Right.
So what would you say is the most underrated band?
I don't know.
Burn It to the Ground, I like.
For Nickelback? Or their band?
That was the NHL song that I was thinking of.
NHL 04? something like that or whatever. I don't know what year it was.
Well, I used to play NHL, like, religiously every day.
Right.
And that song came out in 2008, so it had to have been past that.
So it's not 2004? I don't know who
NHL 10, I said that day.
Yeah. Kyle, do you have an underrated band?
I don't know.
Lone Star, you're right.
I agree. Lone Star is an underrated band.
So underrated.
See, that one I'll agree with. One Republic, no.
Have we even gotten to your point on this show? On this Netflix show?
No, it's good. The band? It's good. It's One Republic.
Oh. Well, I'm not going to watch it.
No, it's good. You would like that.
I'm going to watch it.
I would have gone to their concert. I wouldn't have bought tickets to their concert until I saw this, and then I would have been like, yeah, that would have been actually a really good concert to go to.
Right.
Mr. Mom. Song is so good.
Mr. Mom's good. I don't know. The one that gets me all the time is I'm Already There.
Yeah, tears. That one's tough.
Dude. Dude. Tears. Automatically.
Naps at 9.
Wow.
Yeah, that sounds nice.
That sounds like you're not an adult.
So I got in an argument with my dad.
Oh, really? No. Mike. Sorry, Bob.
You're right. Bob's always wrong.
I'm sorry that you had to argue with Brent.
Who would you guys pick? Prince or Michael Jackson?
Oh. Just for what?
Just overall. Who is better?
Oh.
Who is Or who would you say is overrated?
I mean, I feel like a lot of Minnesotans always say that Prince is overrated. It's just the fact that he's from Minnesota, I think, is like their argument on him. But then Michael Jackson was the king of pop.
I think if I had to pick one, I might lean Prince.
That's overrated.
No, like if I had to, I'm gonna go with
you.
I'm
have to
go,
pick one, yep. And the other person's whole history gone.
No, not the whole history. Just I can't listen to their music. Other people can listen to their music.
No, it's gone.
Nope.
Why does that matter?
Because I want other people to experience what I can't experience.
I would, yeah.
I mean, if we're going off of that and just being morally sound, I think Prince should be the one that stays alive than Michael Jackson. After all the
depends
stuff
on,
that went down with him.
Depends on what you believe, yeah. That's fair. That is a fair point.
I don't know. If we go that route where if the one that I don't pick, I can't listen to anymore, I'm going with Prince.
You wouldn't listen to Prince anymore?
I would listen to Prince anymore. I wouldn't listen to Michael Jackson anymore.
Kyle?
See, like, I only know, like, 3 Prince songs.
Yeah, I agree. And how many Prince songs do you know?
A lot. I listened to Prince a lot when I was his Musicology album. We
Prince
used
listener.
To play it.
What's
a
your
lot.
Favorite Prince song?
I mean, Purple Rain, probably. Or no, I'm gonna go with Raspberry Corvette.
Little Red Corvette.
Raspberry Beret.
Beret. Yeah, I was thinking Corvette too.
Yeah.
So you would put that song above Man in the Mirror?
I don't know.
How dare you?
I don't know. I'm going with Prince. I'm going.
No
let,
way,
let,
man.
Let Michael Jackson play guitar.
That is actually
let
the
Michael
one
Jackson
thing I said,
play
yeah.
guitar and
Prince
and then
Prince
boom,
was
gone.
One of the best guitar players
the
of all time.
One, yeah, yeah, he's top 5
yes.
for sure.
Santana's pretty good. I prefer Santana.
I'm Matt Palmquist.
The reason I say this is I said that Prince is overrated because he's from, like you said, Kyle, because he's from Minnesota. I don't think he would have been that. I don't think he was that big of a deal, like to the mainstream public.
He was overrated to us in Minnesota. He was overrated to Minnesotans.
Correct.
So he wasn't overrated nationally.
Yeah,
right?
The question right? really wasn't which one's overrated.
Right.
The question was if you had to pick one.
Right.
Michael Jackson every day of the week.
I'm still going to go with Prince.
Prince
I really am.
Prince had 3
nope,
good songs.
Nope. Nope.
3.
Name them. Go. Right now.
Red Corvette.
Okay.
Purple Rain.
Yep.
And that one's... And then... The Wild Goal song,
which is, I want you to,
let's
I want
go
you
crazy.
Yeah, okay, I was gonna say, I want you to name it.
I would know a lot of his songs mm-hmm. if you played
you
it for me.
You absolutely would.
But
Raspberry Beret.
Raspberry Beret.
See, you're saying
yeah,
it.
No, it's good.
Yeah.
Not as good as Man in the Mirror. Thriller. The best. See, the best.
I don't know. I like Thriller. I like Thriller. I do.
Music video of all time.
Yeah, but it's a music video. I gotta watch that. I can't listen to a music video.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
I can't listen to a music video. I have to watch a music video.
But when you
can listen to Prince.
But when you listen to the song Thriller, you're watching that video in your head.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
So for the listeners at home that couldn't see, and Kyle, Brent's over here doing the Thriller dance, but every that you heard, it was the Thriller, the
claws. Yeah, see, that's the only way to describe it. Listeners can't see that.
Right.
Kyle did, but they know what we're talking about. They knew what I was doing.
Yeah, that's because they've seen the music video.
No, you know why? Because it's a great song!
That's a good point. I'm still taking Prince. Kyle, your thoughts?
Kyle, you're the deal breaker.
As a Prince as a person, I think he was a lot cooler and just like the mysterious
side. Eat crap, of it, Brent.
Because like all of like the famous people,
that's what we're talking
who talk
about here.
Stories about Prince. Like if you ever look up those YouTube videos, basically like Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah, the Jimmy Fallon one is good.
Interviewing people and they talk about Prince. It's just, like those are the craziest stories. Like Eddie Murphy talking about Prince and Jimmy Fallon playing a game of ping pong against Prince, and like. All that stuff is like super cool. Music wise, I guess Matt had a good point with saying that we're so used to Prince that we kind of get tired of it and we hear it all the time and Prince, but everywhere else he's like an icon. So I guess we kind of get that feeling of it, but I don't know. That's tough. I guess I would have to, at the end of the day, just pick Prince just because. From a person standpoint,
shit, Brent.
Prince is a little bit better of a person other than Michael Jackson.
Unreal. I cannot believe you two.
Eat shit.
I cannot believe you
two. Sorry for the listeners, but it needed to happen.
You guys would lose Man in the Mirror.
Yep.
Wow. I'm disappointed.
You know what I'm most sad of losing is, Annie, are you okay? Are you okay? You okay, Annie? Annie, are you okay? You okay? You okay, Annie?
Hey, okay. Hey, Sadless. Are you okay? Yeah, that song bangs.
That's the one I'd be most sad to lose.
Really? That's your favorite Michael Jackson song?
I don't know. It's the most fun.
It's a good one.
Right?
I think Brent's best argument for Michael Jackson is he created basically every other pop artist after him.
No, absolutely. I 100% agree with that.
The,
yeah.
The thing about that is that I will say Prince had a huge influence in the music industry behind the scenes. Michael Jackson was more in the
he was
in the
front
mainstream.
And center.
Yeah. Where Prince did a lot of behind the scenes work getting people to where they are now.
Yep.
So he was a great dude. He did a lot of cool things. But
to go up against
Mike,
it's a tough question.
It's a Minnesota thing. It's a Minnesota thing.
It really is. But it's a tough question.
That'd be a fun bracket to do.
Top singers.
Famous artists, fans.
And it's like
It'd be tough to find a bracket or to create a bracket like that.
We could do it.
Like Queen versus...
Oh, Queen. Bang.
Yeah, exactly.
Like Rolling Stones or something.
Oh, Queen. Yeah.
Queen.
Yeah.
By like 12. You could break it up by
that's like
by genre.
That's like a 313.
You could break it up by genre.
314.
You could do like rock,
pop,
country,
R&B.
And R&B. There you go. We got this. Those are your four divisions.
Yeah, but then once you get down to that final four, now you got R&B against country.
You just gotta think about
you got rock against pop.
What are your your go tos?
Well, I'm going rock, but that's just me. I mean,
but it also depends on who gets there. We gotta do this now.
All right,
we gotta do this.
All right.
Yeah.
But,
it depends on
but
who
hold
gets
on,
there.
Rock is different from classic rock.
No, it's all rock.
Like I put the Beatles as classic rock, but I put Metallica as rock.
But you say that with R&B, like Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre versus whoever
Michael Jackson.
Whoever is today.
Yeah.
Yeah, Michael
should
Jackson.
Should just do like top 50 artists of all time and then just put those in a
boom,
bracket
done.
And see where
I like
it lands.
I like it. Top four get the one seeds.
Michael Jackson. Prince gets like the 50th seed, yeah.
Yeah, probably. He's a 116. Virginia UMBC. University of Maryland, Baltimore County. Go Terriers, dude. Arf, arf, arf. Arf, arf, arf.
Yeah, just hear a knock
time,
on my door.
The one time it happened.
I just hear a knock on my door when that happens, so. That's an inside joke between me and Wes. You guys would probably know it. You guys know it.
Kyle, you remember?
Oh, yeah.
That
is an inside joke.
I thought we were moving. I thought we were going somewhere.
No, we are not.
No. Kyle moved his phone. I thought we were going somewhere. I was like, we're going on an adventure.
It's like, we're not going down that road.
No. We're not doing that.
I'll leave the tour for when you guys are in here in person. I just wanted to pick up my phone.
Love it. Big fan.
Big fan. What else we got?
Basketball started. And hockey came out with a start.
Rockets and OKC already got suspended.
Suspended or postponed?
Postponed, I guess.
For what? I didn't read why.
I don't know either.
Kyle, you know anything about that?
James Harden, maybe?
James Harden went to another strip club.
Nice. Good for him.
Dude, that dude, he really did. You saw that article?
Yeah.
Like yesterday or something? He came out that he was at a strip club. He was in Vegas. The song bangs. But what a loser. Man, that dude is... I don't like to body shame, but that dude put on some pounds.
Done.
That dude put on some pounds in COVID.
As Chad would like to say, whoa. He'll get that one. I'll tell you guys off.
A lot of inside jokes right now.
I know.
But yeah, hockey.
Hockey came out with a start date, January 13th for the 2021 season.
No Winter Classic.
Yeah. Are we going to get it in 2022 then?
No, they probably took it from us and then kicked us while we're down.
Of course they did.
They did say, like, it'll be a different date. They didn't say, like, when. So I'm guessing it'll be, like, 2027.
March 3rd. Oh, no.
March 3rd.
I hope we get it in 2022 at least.
Hopefully. Why wouldn't we do it next year? I guess next year is 2022.
Like in five days.
That's my bad. God, that's crazy. We should be getting pumped up for the Winter Classic right now.
Yeah, and we're not. Because it's not happening. Because, yep, we know. COVID.
Did you guys watch Andrew Schultz?
Yes.
Did you watch it?
Yeah,
you watched it.
Yeah, that was good.
God, anyone.
It was so good, too.
Like, anyone
it was hilarious,
that can
but
take,
it was so good.
It, perfect. Anyone that can take pretty vulgar jokes,
yep.
They're pretty strong. So that is a fair warning to you. But Andrew Schultz Saves America on Netflix is a must watch right now for anyone that can take that kind of heat.
Well, like the thing about those kinds of jokes, they were vulgar and very aggressive, but at the same time he was getting his points across.
Yeah,
that's like the hardest thing. Like, yeah, you can say all the vulgar jokes you want, but if you're not saying anything logically, then there's just no point to doing it. And he just had such good delivery on those jokes.
Yep.
And saying points and things that he was arguing and discussing and stuff like that. So it's definitely worth the watch, and it's only like what, 18 minutes long?
Yeah, it's four. Did you watch the four episodes?
Oh, no, I just watched the first one.
Yeah, there's four of them.
I thought there was only one.
Nope, there's...
I'll have to watch the other three.
He goes into all the controversies that happened this year. I'm guessing you could all... Everyone listening can pick, you know, the four main ones. But he... Like you said, Kyle, he just delivers it perfectly. He's fair to everyone, which is hard to come by nowadays. But yeah, I enjoyed it. I know Brittany enjoyed it. My sister enjoyed it. It's a must watch. I don't know why I keep saying much. Must watch. But yeah, Palmquist left me. It's fine.
I see that. I see a microphone.
We're back. Oh, he's back. But yeah, how's Miranda doing? She's like in the new place too.
Yeah, we're doing good. Everything's going pretty good. Yeah, I mean, it's starting to get to the point now where it's like it feels like a home. So
that's nice. That's a game changer.
It is. It's huge. Well, things find a place, and it just feels nice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, congratulations again, Kyle.
Yeah, congrats, Kyle. Can't wait to see it.
Yes.
Yeah. Hopefully within the next couple weeks or so.
Yeah.
We'll find a time.
We have anything else?
I got nothing.
I don't know when this is going to be posted, but Merry Christmas to everybody. Happy New Year, too. If we don't post another one by the New Year's. But
We will, because we have Kyle's speech.
That's right. We do, Kyle.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah. I'll probably post this within the next couple of days here. So.
All right. Well, I hope everybody had a Merry Christmas then.
Yeah. Merry Christmas to all. Kyle, Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas, Kyle.
To your family.
Yeah.
We missed you today.
Yeah. Tell your folks we says hi.
Can't wait to see that sweet ass back here next
Woo!
Week.
You know it.
Ow!
With that, let's put a wrap to it.
All right, I'm Matt Palmquist.
I'm Kyle Moore.
And I'm Brian Wallace. We are the North Star Cast, wishing you a very happy, God, I can't talk, happy Human Light Day.
Woo!